If you're looking for sports news, jazz, and blues, you've come to the right place. It's the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene with me, Tim Rocky, right now.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Everybody knew their part, from a fainting to a slip, and a kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and little Sammy Chong. On we took the bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Yes, yes, it is that time. I am that guy. I'm Tim Rocky, here with your Radio Free Palmer sports scene. As I mentioned before, we've got the finest in sports news, jazz, and blues. So for today's show, we have got quite the show for you, as you know, is per usual. I would hope you would expect it at this point. We have got some skiing news, some firsthand journalism from that, as well as some secondhand. We've got some basketball news as the All-Star game happened just this past weekend. We've also got some baseball news, as snow's not really melting here, but in other places across the world, temperatures are getting warmer, and it's getting to be the time to play some baseball. So, in that train of thought, let's get right to it with baseball news. Mr. Dylan Baker, who you may know from Juno Douglas High School fame, won a state high school championship with them and their undefeated team in 2009. Since then, he went on to Lane Community College, as well as Nevada College, and he is playing professional ball at this point. He is so good, in fact, that he throws not only a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, but he is the winner of $750 and the conditioning test that is put through all Cleveland pitchers. So I want to go over kind of how big this is. The last professional baseball player that Alaska had was Chad Bentz, who quit playing in the early 2000s. I believe it was 2006. And he was a relief pitcher and had, you know, his cup of coffee in the bigs, but really did not stick around. He was not a starter. He was not that young when he got to the league, and being a man with one fully formed hand, he wasn't going to be hitting any dingers or switching up positions at any point. He was pretty much relegated to being a relief pitcher. Now, Mr. Baker, having played some infield during his time, but being singled out for his ability to throw the ball real, real hard, has a good shot not only to make the team, but to be an effective part of a great baseball team in Cleveland. Of course, if you remember last year, they blew that 3-1 lead to lose to the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. And when you think that, yeah, we've got a kid from Alaska, he's all right. You know what? He's a little bit better than all right. He is so good that he is about to be on the team for that won the American League last year. So he is on the 40-man roster as of right now. I don't know that they're going to keep him around for the whole time. He has a chance to start in high A ball, maybe triple A, and work his way up. But good for him. He won the conditioning test at the beginning of spring training for all of the Cleveland Indians pitchers. The last time that Dylan Baker stepped on a mound, he was pitching for Class A Lynchburg. That was in 2015. And he threw 5 innings of no-hit ball with 9 strikeouts. Now, I mentioned he is on the 40-man roster right now. He's throwing 97 miles an hour. Touched 91 at the state championship game in 2009. The last 2 years, he's had a little bit of a tough time. He had Tommy John surgery last year. And the year before that, he had a broken ankle. So not exactly the easiest of going for Mr. Baker, but we absolutely wish him luck and want to throw a couple of shout-outs to other Alaskans and specifically Valley players playing in the pros or college baseball. We've got Ben Ross playing in college in Oregon. We've got Mr. Jacob Butcher also playing at Blue Mountain. Jacob Arnold of Kodiak is playing college ball, and Jonathan Boyer is playing in Missouri right now. And of course, as played with the minors last year and signed with Division I Northern Illinois, Scooter Bynum of Fairbanks is, I believe, the last high school player to be drafted. And they're saying that the 6'7 pitcher out of Juneau, out of Thunder Mountain, actually, Swofford may be drafted because he's thrown a high 90s fastball. Sagan Osborne, who came back to do some work with the American Legion, is also playing. He's been doing very well for Dickinson State after playing for Treasure Valley. Good on you, Alaskans, who have a short season but are also getting out and making some waves on the college and pro scene. We are going to take a quick music break because we do sports and we do news, but like I said, we also do jazz and the blues. So let's kick it back to a classic right now. I'm not going to say that this was produced last year. This is new music. This is Shaggy Dog by Lightnin' Hopkins. Some old school blues for you. Keep it tuned right here, 89.5 FM.
Shaggy Dog walking down, he walked all around. Shaggy Dog, where you been? I've been walking, see my friend. Knocked on the door, she won't let me in. That's the reason y'all wanna know where I've been. Shaggy Dog. Last one day, he got lost. Jumped on alligator, thought it was a horse. Shaggy Dog, don't stay out too long. Yes, I know that is wrong. But a man is bad.
Back with all of the sports numbers, news, and nonsense you can handle, because I'm Tim Rocky, and that is what I do. So the NBA All-Star Game was this preceding weekend, and you know what? Out of all the sports leagues that put together a strange coordination of this is the best we have to offer without you having to pay an arm and a leg to see the championship, the NBA may have it right. The NBA may be the closest to perfection when it comes to showcasing the talent and skills of the members of its league. Now, NBA basketball players can do an array of things. They can dunk. They can shoot from a long ways away. They're great athletes. Let's not say that you or I could just get up off our couch and then go play in the NBA. What the NBA does have is they have a three-point competition, they have a slam dunk competition, and then they have a skills competition. Now, here's the problem. Of course, me being the sports radio show hoster that I am, I can't just let anything be. I have to have a problem with everything. So the NBA does a great job with the game. The NBA even does a great job with the extras. The three-point competition has been a source of heated competition for years. The dunk competition has not been what it was, and people have been asking for it to be different just about every year for the last 15 years since Vince Carter. Let's say Vince Carter was the last one to do it right. Everybody since then, bubkis. And the skills competition is what it is. You know, you're going to pass, you're going to shoot, you're going to run, you're going to dribble. It's going to be timed. We're going to assess different points to different things, trying to show who's the most quote-unquote skilled player in the NBA, which is difficult to really do in a small amount of time. You may say it's LeBron James or it's Steph Curry. Here's the thing. Players like that who are of such a high caliber and have to play in the All-Star game are focused on winning a championship. And that is, you know, maybe the good thing about this game is that none of these players are out here giving 100% because they're focused on staying healthy for the long run. You know, good for the league in general. But when we get everybody together and we say, let's see who's the best, I don't think Kristaps Porzingis is the most skilled player in the NBA. So Kristaps Porzingis, second-year player out of Latvia, plays for the Knicks, the one bright spot for the Knicks the entire year, won the skills competition. It's the second year in a row that a 7-foot-plus player has won the skills competition, and this started when, last year, Karl-Anthony Towns said, hey, somebody's hurt, let me get in on this skills competition, and then won the whole dang thing. It is not something that I thought we were going to be continuing, but here's what's happening. They decided we're going to have a bunch of small guys, and then we're also going to have a bunch of big guys. And so Kristaps Porzingis was the best of the big guys. And you might think that Isaiah Thomas is a more skilled position player than Kristaps Porzingis, but no. According to the skills competition, the unicorn, as they call him, is the best. Now, the three-point competition, here's what I think they should do with a three-point competition. I think they should hold the three-point competition and the slam dunk competition in the same gym at the same time. You let 5-10 of the best dunkers have half court and go at it as much as they want. The biggest ooh from the crowd means that's the winner of the dunk competition. You let all the three-point shooters have 5-10 basketballs over on the other end and just shoot from as long as they can. Because Steph Curry was taking and getting pretty darn close on some 60 and 70 foot shots during the All-Star game, and LeBron James, taking it out of bounds, took a shot from legit the logo. The NBA logo is in the middle of the court in New Orleans at the All-Star game, and LeBron James gets the inbounds pass and just goes, meh, I think I'll fire from here. Looks good to me, and drains it. LeBron being one of the best players in basketball, being one of the most skilled players in basketball, this doesn't really surprise a whole lot of people, but it's like a 43-foot shot, dude. Holy cow. Out of nowhere. So I think if they were really going to say, let's take these extras from the competition and let's make them better, they wouldn't say, let's get better players in there because they don't want to diminish their product for the rest of the year. They wouldn't say, let's make it a smaller time so it's more intense in the time they do have. They'd say, let's just blow it up. Let's see who can shoot from the farthest and let's see who can dunk and make the most people go, oh my goodness, and just get up out of their seats. I think that would be ideally perfect, but of course, everything is meant for television, and so it is not that way. Getting to the winners of those competitions, we had Mr. Eric Gordon, who was once knocked for his inability to be a three-point shooter for years. He won and knocked off Klay Thompson, amongst others, in the three-point competition, and Glenn Robinson III won the slam dunk competition. Rumor was he didn't practice at all. He only had 7 dunks all year. The slam dunk competition is almost becoming a coming out party. One of the only D-League players to ever spend time in the D-League and then also compete in the slam dunk competition. He wins. Glenn Robinson III. It was awesome. I cannot explain to you how awesome dunks are on radio. That's not something I'm going to try to do. It wouldn't work. All right, let's get back to some blues. I want to kick it to another classic. We're going to listen to some Sun House right here. You are listening to the Radio Free Palmer Sports Scene. I am Tim Rocky on this especially Bluesy Tuesday. Keep it tuned. set was Sun House with the Levy Camp Blues. And earlier we had Lightning Hopkins with Shaggy Dog. Digging these old school blues jams. So, alright, I talked to you about the skills competition and the weird stuff that happened that wasn't the All-Star Game, but we do have to talk about the All-Star Game because we are in that wonderful place where there's snow outside, there's football has already happened, baseball is not happening yet, and all we've got is basketball. And basketball decided, hey, we've got everybody's attention for a couple weeks. Let's take a break. So, they decided they would play the All-Star Game. In the All-Star Game, the Western Conference All-Stars were the winners, 192-182. No, there were no overtimes. There were no extra timeouts given. It wasn't a hotly contested game. It was an All-Star Game. It's the closest thing to the And-One Mixtape Tour that we still have. And-One Mixtape Tour, rest in peace. Pour some out for the old homies. Alright, so we gotta go over some stats before we go over me freaking out about the All-Star Game. Isaiah Thomas of the Celtics, the biggest little man in the league, he's about 5'9", but he's playing bananas right now. So, Isaiah Thomas had 20 points in this game, but coming into the game, if I can find this real quick, coming into the game, he had 29.9 points per game, which is second in the league. Isaiah Thomas has that as the record right now for points per game at the All-Star break for any Celtic in history. He also has 40 consecutive games with 20 points or more, which ties John Havlicek's Celtic record. John Havlicek is old. He did that a long time ago. Good for you, Isaiah Thomas, making your name on a team with a bunch of other kind of role players. Russell Westbrook had 27 triple-doubles coming into the All-Star Game. That is, I believe, the second most before the All-Star Game in history. He now has the third most triple-doubles in a season in history. He's chasing Oscar Robertson. The chase is in full effect. I assume he's going to wrap up the MVP come hell or high water, but 27 halfway through the season. Again, they only play 84 games in the entire season, so if he can, you know, break 60, I think he's got a shot at putting out one of the greatest seasons of all time. 41 points at the All-Star Game. He was balling out. Russell Westbrook had a little bit of controversy surrounding him in that nobody knew if he was going to make nice with Kevin Durant. They've been mad at each other since Kevin Durant left and went to Golden State. Nobody knew what Steve Kerr was going to do in playing who and when and with who and in what corner and were they going to share the toys. Kevin Durant actually threw an awesome lob to Russell Westbrook and the entire West bench. Here's the cool part. It wasn't that they scored 2 points and that Russell Westbrook attacked the rim. He does that all the time. It was that after the lob, all of the Western All-Stars acknowledged, this is cool, they're friends again, at least on the basketball court, and during the timeout, mobbed them and cheered, and it was a cool moment. So, Anthony Davis won the MVP in his hometown. He took 39 shots in the game. That is ridiculous. Nobody but Kobe does that. Scored 52 points and had 10 rebounds for the Western All-Stars. Giannis Antetokounmpo, yeah, I said that right. Go me. For the Eastern All-Stars, led them with 30 points. The Greek Freak did some amazing things in a game full of amazing people. I want to go over one stat that will blow your mind about this game. To let you know that there was absolutely no defense played, Steph Curry at one point literally was left in a one-on-one and laid down in the key saying, please don't hurt me. Please don't let me get in this poster. I've got to lay down now and take a nap instead of playing defense. There were 8 free throws total in the entire game. Isaiah Thomas hit a pair. Giannis hit a pair. Westbrook hit a pair. And Kevin Durant went 1 of 2. 8 in the whole game. You might see 8 free throws in the last minute and a half of any regular season game. Speaking of KD, he and Durant made nice, and he had himself a triple-double. Yes, he was messing around just a little bit. Messed around enough to have a triple-double, as Ice Cube says. So, He and Russell Westbrook played nice. He had 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. I've got to get through the rest of this as quickly as I can. After the game, Buddy Hield is not the big name in this trade. Boogie. DeMarcus Cousins is traded with Omri Kasipi for Buddy Hield, Tyreke Evans, and Langston Galloway. Those are the two players going from the Kings to the Pelicans and the three players going from the Pelicans to the Kings. That is a steal of a trade. That puts Boogie on a team with Anthony Davis, two of the only players to average 20 points and 10 rebounds over the last four seasons. Wow. The Kings also get a first-round pick next year and a second-round pick the year after that. So you can say if they draft well, yeah, this trade's going to work out. It's not going to work out. They don't draft well. They're the Kings. They're an awful franchise. There's a reason that Boogie is leaving them. So that happened in the wake of the All-Star game. It was a crazy All-Star game. It was a lot of fun. All right, so I went skiing this weekend, and after skiing, I went home and watched some skiing movies because that's what I do. Dane Tudor, who was born in Australia but then grew up in Alaska and British Columbia combined, kind of, released his AK Foot Powered video yesterday. That is an awesome movie. I recommend that if you like skiing, there are places you can go where you may want to go and watch that. He's a legend in the skiing community. He won a ESPN Movie Award in 2010 for Best Male Performance. 99.5-year-old George Jedenhoff, who skis the Wasatch Valley every year, has been for the last 43 years at Alta and Snowbird. Yes, for the last 57 years, started when he was 43. Getting my numbers mixed up. Who starts skiing when they're 43? And then who does it for 57 more years? That is redonkulous. My math is off. Don't worry about it. So, a couple of quotes from a 99.5-year-old skier. My boots, my parka, and I are all going to poop out at the same time. He says, they asked me what's my best trait. I say, I never give up. He says, they asked me what's my worst trait. And I said, I never give up. Powder makes you happy. You don't always have it, but you have to go for it. Challenges are just opportunities, and you've got to love it no matter what kind of weather. You've got to love it or else you're not a skier. From George Jedenhoff, 99.5-year-old skier. All right, that is it for me. I hope you've enjoyed my Radio Free Palmer sports scene. I am Tim Rocky. It will re-air tomorrow at 8:30. If you're looking for a party, I hear Palmer's got a city council meeting coming up real short. I'm out.